son who gets hangry, right? We've learned about this phenomenon from the Snickers commercials, right? That overwhelming feeling when you haven't had enough calories, and that you just get angry at the whole world, because you're just not yourself, right? And when you're hangry, nothing about you can be satisfied. You can't reason with someone who is hangry. It's quite humorous, although I have to admit that my son gets this straight from me. But it's pretty crazy. You get so hungry that you can't even recognize that you're hungry, right? So the other day, we're riding in the car, and Alexander becomes hangry. And if you haven't experienced someone who becomes hangry, I'll tell you, it comes on rather quickly. So be prepared. I, of course, was not. All we had in the car was the half-eaten leftover snack bag of Cheez-Its from a few days before. But you think if someone's hungry, they'll eat whatever, right? No, no. When you're hangry, you're too angry to eat, okay? I know this. I get this way. You're too angry to eat. So when you offer someone who's hangry food, it just makes them more angry. And if you try to tell someone that they're hangry, don't do it. It's not a good outcome, all right? Now, not only do people get hangry for physical calories in our body, but we also get spiritually hangry from time to time. God provides us with this love and this forgiveness and the free will, and it's everything we need for our spiritual lives. He lays it out there right in front of us. But when we're too spiritually depleted on our spiritual calories, we often even refuse to absorb God's love. We become selfish, right? We depend on ourselves rather than God. We get angry at our neighbors instead of turning to love our neighbors. We become spiritually angry. And when we're spiritually angry, we can't be reasoned with. Everything makes sense to us. All of our anger makes sense to us. But we're pretty irrational. And God lays that love and that forgiveness out in front of us and tells us sometimes even to eat, absorb my love. I'm going to send people to you to show you my love. And yet we still refuse to take it in. We can't realize that God's love is what we need at that time. And we become more and more angry, sometimes even to the point of becoming angry at God. Now, our scripture readings today talk about hunger and bread and anger and sin. In our first reading, Elijah is out in the wilderness, and he's sulking, sort of, because he's become so desolate in his actions that all he wishes for is to die. So Elijah travels, he's traveling out in the wilderness, and he just finally gives up. He just lays down and he says, just be done with me. I'd rather die than endure this. And so an angel comes and tells him to eat, and Elijah looks, and in front of him is this nice warm loaf of bread and this jug of water. So, of course, Elijah eats it, drinks the water, and then he lays back down. And the angel comes a second time and says, eat. And again, there's bread and there's water. And Elijah eats the second time, and our scripture tells us that he went on the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. He continued on his spiritual journey towards God. God provided for Elijah the strength that was needed to endure so that he could continue his journey. And Jesus tells us in our gospel reading that he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, we know, of course, Jesus isn't talking about the physical bread, the calories that we consume for our own bodies. Jesus is talking about the spiritual nourishment that we need, right? But we too often let ourselves get spiritually hangry. We pray for the same thing in the Lord's Prayer. We say, give us this day our daily bread. And we teach in our confirmation classes that it's not the literal food, but all that we need spiritually to keep going. We know that we need those spiritual calories to live as children of God in the world around us. Yet when we let go of those spiritual disciplines, when we forget to pray or to have those conversations with God, when we get too distracted by the world around us, we neglect to seek God. We get spiritually hangry. And just like my son's hunger comes on awfully quickly, spiritual hunger can come on just as fast. A rough day at work, a phone call of bad news, a troubling report from the doctor, not so great news reports on the TV, even just a forgetful or a clumsy moment. And our spiritual hangriness just explodes. We go off at God, we ignore God even further. We intentionally might refuse to pray or accept God's love and comfort in our time of need. And we slide further and further away from God. And when we get spiritually angry, it leads us to sin. It leads us away from God and more towards ourselves. It leads us to speak ill of others, to neglect others. It makes us worry about keeping for ourselves rather than relying on God to provide. When we lack those spiritual calories, we don't have the energy to listen to our neighbors, much less care about them. And when our spiritual calories get depleted, we make room for the devil to step in and work through us. But Paul also writes to us, as he wrote to the Ephesians, that we shouldn't speak ill of others, and that when we're angry, to not sin, to not make room for the devil. Paul reminds us to not let our spiritual disciplines go by the wayside. If your spiritual strength comes from time in prayer or taking a walk to enjoy God's creation, or maybe if you're spiritually fed by serving others, continue to do it. Don't let that go. Don't risk becoming spiritually hangry. Keep God's love and grace and forgiveness right in front of you, accessible to take it in, to live in it, to be it. Because it's not an easy journey to live as a child of God. It's easy to be strayed off the path. It's easy to forget where our hope and our strength comes from. But you are beloved children of God. A God who gave himself up, who gave his life for you.